Yo, what is up, everybody? Rex here. Welcome back. Welcome back. Yo, I'm so used to saying welcome back because I do YouTube videos. But welcome to what I think is going to be my first podcast. I've decided I'm not going to think much more about it. I've had enough thoughts. I'm not going to try to be more artistically creative, even though that's nice. But still, I'm just going to start doing it. I'm starting the podcast. Here it is. What's up, everybody? My name is Bright. That's all you're going to know for now. And I'm doing this podcast because, I don't know, I just want this podcast to be me. Well, yes, I have a YouTube channel where I have a larger following. I don't even know. At this point, I have not created a Spotify account or an Apple Play account. So I don't even know how many people I'll get. I may get 10, I may get 100, I may get 1,000. I might get one, but I decided I'm gonna do this. So, yeah. So today is actually Sunday, and I had family friends over. They came over for the New Year's. I know it's kind of middle of January already, but they are traveling back to California, so they came to say hi before they'll be going. And I just did kind of a Q&A with them on, like, you know, the stuff they liked versus the stuff they didn't like. And yeah, it was just kind of fun to catch up and everything because it's been over a year since I last saw them. All right. Anyway, all that aside, I just want to say excuse the audio. The audio might get kind of low quality because I had to make one mic work for like 5 people. So, bye.
She yelled at us multiple times to get up and keep moving, even though we came for our flight 7 hours early. We waited there while 2 flights passed.
Okay. Alright, what's up, everybody? Rex here. I don't know, this will probably make it into one of my podcasts at some point in the future, but I've got a few friends over, and I'm going to do a kind of Q&A. So I got some friends that came from California to visit, and they spent 2 weeks in the village. Where exactly? Imo State. So they went to Imo State. I've got Chinoye and Ozioma.
Chinoye.
She's there. Alright, so I've got Chinoye and Ozioma here, and they've been in Imo State for 2 weeks in the east since they came to Nigeria. How was the trip to the east? How was the whole?
Okay, so first we took an 16 hour flight from San Francisco to London. It's terrible. I can't sleep in an airplane because I have a fear of heights, and so I was awake the whole 16 hours. And we got off, and my mom was rushing us the whole time, even though we were 10 hours early. And all she was doing was rushing us, and it was kind of crazy. She yelled at us multiple times, actually. We were in San Francisco on our way to London, remember, Chwaka? And she yelled at us multiple times to get up and keep moving, even though we came for our flight 7 hours early. And we waited there while 2 flights passed, and we were just there looking hecka stupid while everyone would leave, and we would just be there. And
I kind of understand your pain, because the first time I was traveling, when I was first traveling to the U.S. from Nigeria, I kid you not, my brother was with me. I woke up 4 a.m. in the morning. My flight was by 10:15 p.m. at night. Get this. That was 10:15 p.m. at night. Woke up by 4:30 in the morning. Prepared everything. Left the house by 5-6 a.m. in the morning. Hold up. We left the house 6 a.m. in the morning. I mean, we went halfway to the airport. and then left that location and then went to the airport. Ultimately, we got to the airport by like, what, 11 a.m. in the morning. The flight was 11 or 10:50 p.m. at night, bro.
That's
we spent hours at the airport. And Nigerian airports is horrible.
It is very, very
horrible, especially compared to like freaking Heathrow Airport.
Heathrow Airlines.
Like, Heathrow Airport. Heathrow is not an airline.
Whatever. Heathrow Airport was gay. It was,
Yeah, the airport is pretty.
It was pretty.
But have you been to Dubai Airport before? My brother has been.
This is my first time traveling.
Oh, this is yours? Yeah, my brother has been to Dubai Airport before.
Was it fun? Promise?
So he says, like. Yeah, also my brother says the food in Dubai Airport is like.
Good or
horrible.
Bad? Aww.
Especially for Africans like us, because, you know. Yikes. You guys are eating fufu in your house.
Yeah.
When. Well, that's kind of crazy. All right, so your mom rushed you guys. You guys were like, what, 7 hours early for the flight?
And,
and then, so from London, how long did you guys spend in London?
6 hours. It was a 6-hour layaway. Wait, is that what it's called? And then, when we landed in Nigeria, our bags.
Hold on. What was the first thing you noticed when you landed?
It was hot.
We walked out of the cold airplane.
And then into the really hot terminal,
right?
Air conditioning in Nigerian airports does not work. Guys,
and the air was moist. And we had to walk so many places to get to where we wanted to be. And the air was moist.
Hot, bro.
And we couldn't find our bags.
Duh, they took like, it took 2 hours for all of our luggage to come out. 2 hours. And we had to wait there. And then we had to wait for their parents to fix up.
One of the CDs was broken.
Exactly, and they stole stuff from it.
Stole stuff from your bags? Wait, they stole stuff from your bags?
It was Cheetah Bird's bag.
I don't think they stole stuff.
Yes, they did. Mommy said it was gone.
Alright, so we got to Nigeria. First thing you notice, the heat was amazing.
It's hot. And the sky was yellow instead of white.
What time did you land in Nigeria?
In the morning.
In
the morning? It was dark, right? It was dark when we first landed, and then it started getting lighter. We landed in the early morning.
Alright. Yeah, in the morning is hot.
There's pollution here, like crazy.
Yeah, and it stinks too.
It does stink.
It smells
bad.
Yo, like, coming to Nigeria is horrible, bro. Anybody, if you come through the... for Muay Thai Airport, you land, the first thing you feel when you come out of the plane, heat, and then smell hits you, and then it's just a very bad experience, to be honest.
And our planes went from bougie to ghetto real quick.
The plane that takes you from San Francisco to London is like really nice.
Wow, and then London to Nigeria.
It's like in the 1960 plane with like no TV.
All their stuff was broken, right?
Yeah, and like the first ever domestic flight I like took in Nigeria. Like I'm used to flying, you know, international and stuff like that. The first domestic flight I took, I kid you not, I thought something broke in the plane. Because while we were taking off, the noise was so loud. Like I could hear the landing gears going in and out.
Yesterday
we were on the plane. The wing was broken.
I'm so weak. That wasn't broken. It was just broken. It was just moving a little too much, you know? You know how they move?
The window was
broken. The wing of the airplane.
It was broken.
It was just moving. You know how they move a little bit? They were just moving a little too much.
And Chibri saw he saw a screw fall off the wing.
You took a picture of the what? Broken. Send it to me. Someone should send it to me.
And then the takeoff and landing was rough. I don't know who was driving that plane.
I thought
the plane was gonna go like that.
Exactly, because my first domestic flight in Nigeria was this. The landing I'm used to flying internationally is like they come down, boom.
Yes.
But the Nigerian plane is like.
It was skipping.
The bus driver driving like I was going on.
That was what else happened?
So you guys came over and then you got all your stuff checked out, like security and everything. You got your luggage.
Yes.
And then you travel to the village like the next day?
Yes.
We took how was that trip?
It was even ghettoer than the plane from
from the
into Nigeria.
At least there was TVs
in the other plane. But then there was no plane. I mean, I don't blame them. It was only an hour flight.
Yeah.
I opened the
Wait, hold on. What snacks did they give you guys?
It wasn't even snacks. It was just dry
they
bread.
They gave
and
us
juice.
Like dry bread and juice. And then they have a mint and a toothpick. Like, what?
I know why I asked, because the same thing, my first time went to the basic, like, something that looked like
bread
and like some orange juice thing.
They gave us the exotic juice.
Yes. Okay, but exotic juice hits. I don't know.
Wow.
It's really good.
Bro, that's
good. And they gave us a mint, like we
a mint
after eating bread.
And a toothpick.
And so for what though? What's
what
is the toothpick for? For the bread? For the drink?
I think it was for the
mint.
I think it was for the cookies.
Oh my god.
It was hella nasty. It tasted like dough.
But she still ate it.
And it smelled like poop.
But she still ate it.
Boy, she's still
here. The village, it has a worse smell than the Lagos.
Yeah.
Because they burn trash there.
Yeah, they burn trash. The lay people also stink.
Yes. Oh, so cute. Oh my gosh, when the lady was doing my hair, the lady doing my hair was like a musty.
When we were driving in the village, there were these people who ran to our car, and then after they were holding up things, and people were looking inside our window, and then after they just wanted to like.
It means that when we were driving, they were selling stuff, and then they were coming really close to our car. I was thinking in my mind, is this even legal to touch another person's car in the street?
Or the guy selling stuff in the street?
Yeah.
We also saw Ojuju Calabar on New Year's. We were driving around, and then there was these people in bras.
Yeah, there was a guy in face paint.
They were wearing a bra and a skirt, and they had necks, and they had acting for money.
That was nice.
We thought we were getting robbed, but
my dad just
played
it off laughing, and I was like,
"So I don't know what it was like."
Ooh, also we saw a demon.
So
that's
what?
The story.
Whoa.
Okay, so there
so
was
what?
A demon. Okay, we were there's like a little house across our street.
Oh no,
there
wasn't a demon. It's just,
no, okay, there was a baby, right? There was a baby, and she was wearing like a red dress. And she had like markings on her face, and my mom was like, "Oh my gosh, she's so cute." And that was the time where, like, I would pass out candy to the kids across the street.
Yeah, we bought candy, so we passed out.
And then I was like, oh my gosh, I didn't give her one. And then, like, I left to go get candy, and I came back, and she was gone. So I was like, oh my gosh, let me go look for her. So I went everywhere in that compound, and I was looking for her, and I was like, has anyone seen her? Because she was so distinctive. Like, she was, like, yay high, and she had, like, black markings on her face.
And she was bald.
That's a tri-ball mark.
Okay. Yeah, that. And then I was like, has anyone seen her? And then the girl that was, like, when I first came back, a girl that I know was carrying her, and then they were, like, running that way. I was like, oh my gosh, let me go. And then I went to the back of the house, and I saw the girl alone, and I was like, where's the baby you're carrying? She's like, what? And I was like, I was like, what? And my dad was with me, and I was like, what? And I was like, where's the baby? You're carrying. And she was like, I don't, what are you talking
and
about?
And your house is right across the street. She was left right after, and nobody knew she
duh.
Was.
Duh. And I was like
that was
asking
last,
everybody.
That was the first and last time. Duh,
big. First and last time we saw her ever. And like, we see the kids every day, so I don't know who they, I don't know whose child that was.
That's
a
one crazy village story to take back.
One time we had a party, and they were
having my dad's
class.
Yeah.
I don't know.
You know. Give us like, minutes,
Uncle Osita?
Recording the podcast. Of
our time in Nigeria. You want to listen? You can take a seat.
You sent to me. No, yeah. All right. So, you guys saw. At least you guys have like a quick story to take back when you.
Oh yes.
Like, oh, I saw this.
I just feel like the person that she actually understands her.
No. I said the baby wearing red. She was like, what?
She probably doesn't understand.
She doesn't.
Every time when I spoke to somebody there, they were like, what?
I was very.
No, but she
and then that, no, daddy repeated it in Igbo. And she was like, no, I wasn't carrying a baby. And I was like,
she wouldn't at least.
Okay, but that's not like a deal. Because, like, how would you see somebody carrying another person?
How would you mistake that?
Yeah.
That's almost
I can't miss it.
My dad
are
you
sure you
tell
me.
Are you sure?
It was the bear issue.
But it's not a video.
Huh?
My dad said that it was probably
a
spirit.
But if you saw, how do you see somebody carrying a spirit?
Well, too bad.
They don't know where it went.
Maybe it was my imagination.
Yeah, that's probably trying to scare
me. Wow.
But
we
just
feel
see
like she either asked the wrong person or they didn't know what she was saying.
I'm pretty sure nobody else looks like her, but
her
siblings.
Yeah,
so
we were handing out candy in the afternoon.
All right, so what did you enjoy coming to Nigeria in general?
Everyone was welcoming.
Yeah. Everybody in the village acts like they know you and you're their friend.
Yeah, that's actually a nice thing. You do that a lot until one day you don't give them money.
Yeah.
Or one day you don't dash them something that they wanted.
Yeah.
And then
they like you're the village.
Then your name will end up in a shrine.
The
your name will end up in a shrine.
And you'll start feeling pokes all over your body. Your neck will twist by itself. Your leg will fall off. Great.
Don't suck.
Yeah, Nigerian people and demonic things. It's really nice.
Why are you doing that?
What was it?
Cold
water?
Was the heat. Not the outside. Like, the house we were staying in has no air conditioning.
No fans.
And no fan.
What? No air conditioning, no fans.
No. It was just a building with stuff in it.
It wasn't that
like,
Wait, was that the house in the village or in Lagos?
In the village.
Or the house in the village have no air conditioning, no
fans,
no
Wi-Fi.
No Wi-Fi.
So it was not, I'm not going to say it was a struggle, but it was a struggle.
It was
because
a struggle.
Because
and then their water was icy cold. Ice cold.
Oh, I have a pro. They gave us a lot of food.
They fed us 3 square meals a day.
They fed us king-size square meals a day. Until Chisom left, and
yeah,
they
I
gave
feel
us
like I just stopped eating.
Half
when I
of
came,
bread.
When I came here, I feel like I just stopped eating.
No. When Chisom left, and after we started eating half her bread and half cups of tea. Yeah. Can't even cook.
No.
She finished her food and she ate the rest in the morning.
No.
What are you talking about?
The
you ate that whole.
Rice was overseasoned. You asked us about right. You said the rice was overseasoned.
Yeah. Okay. But the rice was overseasoned, but it wasn't that bad.
What Kilimanjaro in Lagos actually happened?
Their food is
the
good. Chomp is weird.
You know, the meat pie. No, actually, the first time when we came to Lagos, we were in the airport.
Wait, the first time you came to Lagos? The first what?
The first time we came to Lagos. We were in the airport. And then we went to, they went to a restaurant in the airport, and they were selling meat pies, and they bought one. And then we ate it.
The restaurants in the airport are not. I mean, there's one Kilimanjaro that's kind of there. I've been there before, but then there's this Mr. Biggs. And anybody that's in Nigeria knows Mr. Biggs is like old. It's not a good restaurant, basically.
Oh,
but
wow.
If you want to have like good food, you can have like Chinese food in places like you go to Danfo restaurants. It's like, those are the places you see in movies, in like the new movies that come out from Nigeria. Like, it's like kind of place in the future. But hopefully next time when you come back to Lagos, you spend more time in Lagos, and then I'll get to show you around, probably in a few years.
Okay.
But okay.
Last thing, I would rather stay in the village than in Lagos.
Why?
Because I just liked it over there.
Nah,
it was
you're gonna like Lagos a lot more just because you haven't spent enough time here. There's a bunch, and plus there's Wi-Fi here. Come on.
Okay.
There's
yeah,
a Wi-Fi in the village.
Wi-Fi's deal
in our house.
Wi-Fi's the only thing I would stay here for, but the village, I just have a lot more friends over there.
Yeah, village people are, you know, really friendly and everything. But anyhow, you know, I think that's it. You guys have to go now.
We do.
So, I'll probably see you guys
in 3 years. Anyway.
Nah, next time, it'll probably be a while before you guys come back to Nigeria.
We're coming back 2025.
I'll see you soon. I travel this year. I'll be traveling this year.
When?
Probably by March, 4 months or so, because I have to get back to school. Last time, so I have to take some program. But anyway, it's nice having you guys over.
All right, yo. guys, they're gone. You know, I hope you guys get back safe, all of that good stuff. Yeah, we're done. That was kind of okay. I couldn't get like the other kids to stop making noise, but I think it was fine. It was really cool. Definitely going to be doing a lot more interesting stuff. This is just, you know, we're starting out. We need to create some content, so we're starting out. I've got some big stuff coming. I'm dead serious, bro. You're gonna see a porn star on this podcast someday. But yeah, thank you guys for listening. If you did up until this point, I mean, podcasts are meant to be like, you know, just have one playing in the background while you're doing your homework, while you're driving, while you're taking a walk, you're jogging, whatever it is, just, you know, just appreciate it. All right, that's it. I'll see you guys in the next podcast.